Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating vandalism committed in a classroom at Dow's Prairie Elementary School in McKinleyville over the weekend. Law enforcement spoke with school officials on Monday, and they reported that two juveniles wrote profanity on classroom walls and damaged classroom equipment. A witness took pictures of the two in question leaving the school after the vandalism, and they were later identified by the sheriff's office. The parents of both juveniles have been notified, and school administration is currently working out a restitution amongst all parties. If an agreement isn't reached, the case will be sent to juvenile probation for prosecution. The U.S. District Court sentenced 35-year-old Jonathan Quaxia to 2 years in state prison for his role in a money laundering operation that spanned from 2012 to 2014. The Oregon resident was residing in McKinleyville during the time of the operation, which involved shipping marijuana out of state and then depositing the proceeds into separate bank accounts. The money, which totaled over $2.2 million, was then withdrawn in small amounts by a third party and delivered to Quaxia. Upon release, Quaxia will also serve 3 years of supervised release and is required to complete 500 hours of community service. It's been a little more than a year since State Proposition 47 was approved at the ballot box in November of 2014. The proposition reduces nonviolent and non-serious crimes from a felony to a misdemeanor. After Prop 47 passed, one of the crimes Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein mentioned on this morning's talk shop, petty theft, rose significantly in Fortuna compared to the year before.
We might be taking them to jail, but they're getting out very quickly, and they're back in our communities and they're reoffending. And those are pushing our numbers up a little bit. Within petty thefts over the last year or so, we're up over 70% from the year before.
A crime is considered petty theft if merchandise stolen doesn't exceed $950. A Humboldt County deputy assisted two people whose vehicle was stuck in snow overnight on Fish Lake Road in Willow Creek over the weekend. Saturday afternoon, the sheriff's office received a call from a man who initially began walking into town on Friday to seek help for a man and a woman who stayed inside of their vehicle overnight while stuck in snow. The deputy responded to Fish Lake Road and located the two and gave them a ride to Hoopa for further assistance. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office took time on Monday to highlight some of the accomplishments done by the canine unit Benny, who played a role in numerous incidents last week. On Friday, Benny and his handler assisted deputies with over 12 traffic stops during a drug interdiction on Friday. And during one of the stops, Benny alerted law enforcement to narcotics in one of the vehicles. That search led to the confiscation of marijuana, pills, and over 6 pounds of concentrated cannabis. 3 days earlier, the canine unit conducted a traffic stop on Highway 101 near Trinidad, and law enforcement arrested an Oregon resident after they located over 6 pounds of marijuana, as well as a handgun. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County officials and Harbor District officials will hold a public meeting tonight. Dan Squire has more.
The County Planning Commission and the Humboldt Bay Recreation and Harbor District will host a public workshop tonight at the Warfinger Building to discuss proposed changes to the Humboldt Bay Area Plan and the coastal zoning regulations in the industrial and coastal dependent zone district. The primary use for these properties are for businesses that require direct access to the Bay Channel, but local officials want to expand what businesses can operate in current vacant spots and workshops. The panel will discuss changes that include light industrial and general industrial to allow businesses that are currently prevented from operating in those areas to open up shop. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock this evening at the Warfinger Building.
Thank you, Dan. Another meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building on Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, as residents will have the opportunity to see what architects have designed for future development along the Eureka waterfront. City officials hosted a series of public meetings last summer to gather input from residents and business owners on how Eureka can best use and develop waterfront properties, and the final results will be shown at Wednesday's meeting. The meeting will include the top 6 waterfront designs, a panel discussion, as well as public comment. The Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna announced that they received $180,000 to purchase new orthopedic surgery equipment. The money came from proceeds made in two events that Redwood Memorial held last year, the annual Scramble for Redwood Golf Tournament and the Hooray for Hollywood Benefit Ball. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.